The following may not be true. Any and all illegal activities should be assumed to be the fabrications of trained improvisers and taken as entertainment. Any offensive views or opinions discussed are likely the result of an inability to process context and intention over predisposition, and are not endorsed by any current or potential sponsors. In these cases, it should be assumed that the offensive material is likely the result of an emotional masochism within the observer. We assure offended parties it is not necessary to contact us in thanks. It is our pleasure to fulfill your want and need. Should the offended still feel the need to contact us, please do so at unopenedemail@yahoo.com. Thank you, and enjoy. Life.
With guitar!
Morning. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good midday. Audio on demand. How y'all doing out there? It's a gloomy day in the Pittsburgh, as it often is. Sitting in the basement. Got a hot little number for you today. Episode 903 BC. Today, a couple of new guys. They've been hitting the comedy open mics. I always, you may well know. I always wait until guys stick around for a little while, you know? And these guys have been around for a little while. And I figured, dude, it's been too long since I've had a regular. So I had today on the show, new to us, Jesse Fang, Bryce Aaron, and a regular, Jared Helfer. But let's not get into it yet. Let's do an unofficial sponsor, a non-sponsor. Today's non-sponsor is Pittsburgh Humane Animal Rescue. Where I grew up, they called it the Humane Society, but it's all the same shit. Basically, they're getting rid of people's animals for them, which is good, I think. Yeah. And why? Why is it? It's because that's where we got the podcat, dude. The podcat Q himself. Q-tip for long, Q for short. The little Greg guy with all the lovin's for the pod guests. Everybody can't get enough. Well, unless they're allergic. And then they've had enough. But either way, if you're looking to get an Eminol and you're in the Pittsburgh area, I'd suggest it. It's fairly simple. It's usually, I mean, you can do it in a day, you know. It's a lot easier than getting a kid. A lot. I think it's, yeah, that's probably good. That's probably good. Actually, it's not, you know. You don't even have to fill out paperwork to get a kid. Well, you do once you have the kid. I mean, but can they stop you? I mean, you have a kid. I don't know. I always wondered if you could raise a kid without a social security number till they're like 18, like homeschool. It'd be like a curse, but a gift and a curse, because they could be like a secret agent. They'd be like recruited by the CIA once they found out, you know? Either way, we're not talking about kids. We're talking about cats. And we got Q there. He's a decent fella. We got him during the COVIDia. It was, I don't fucking remember. But he's an excellent compliment to our other cat who was lonely. And she, the other cat that is, throws up a lot. And he, this cat that is, eats it. So, can you get a better complimentary aminal? I think not. I think not. Either way, guys, it is your pod number 903 BC. We did plenty of time. Unfortunately, due to my error, we lost at least the first 15 minutes. And you'll hear me apologize to them about that, because I tell you what, it was hilarious. It was entertaining. It's captivating, dude. People were coming in off the streets. They just felt the aura. But we lost it, and then what we have left is what you're going to hear today. Yeah. Anyway, sorry, with no further ado, let's get into today's episode, 903 BC, with Jesse Fang, Bryce Aaron, and Jared Helfer.
Oh, like he's a.
We lost no, everything. Like the, we lost everything we just did somehow.
Oh, damn. Shit!
Oh, so we're. I didn't even know if we had started.
We did.
Starting,
but now.
Now,
starting
again. So wolves, man.
So yeah.
I'm
anyway.
Sorry about that, guys. Does anybody have any place to be? It's 8:49, man.
Not really. Mm. Do you usually do like intros or?
No, I do an intro before it. So what I do is, thank you for listening, by the way.
No. I listen to like three quarters of one episode.
So what I do is I have an intro where I talk about whatever it is that's coming on. I do, you know, whatever it is. And then I introduce all three personalities. I usually try during the podcast, and we can do it now, to have everyone say their own name in their own voice so people can identify you, because it is an audio-based platform. But do you guys have good Facebook pictures? Because I will use those to make the thumbnail. Otherwise, I'll take a picture before you go.
Use my beautiful
your beautiful voice. Beautiful, use your beautiful voice.
That's the beautiful voice of Jesse Fang.
A first timer. We got first-timer. A half and half here. We got some unpaid regulars and a couple of first timers.
Couple of virgins.
Yeah, we're virgin. Yeah.
And it's my first time on the pod.
That's true. And that's the voice of
Bryce Aaron,
who came in a bucket hat. It's been a long time since I've seen a white dude rock a bucket hat, and I gotta give you props for trying to pull it off.
Yeah, this summer I'm trying to lean more into like Fat Joe and like his persona.
He's a great man. You're not
Cuban. What is he, Cuban or Puerto Rican?
He's fat.
He's fat. He identifies as fat. Okay. Yeah, literally identifies as fat, dude. So I was being fat, sister.
It's his first name.
Some guys are husky, others are fat. You know,
fluffy.
Yeah, he had some hits.
Yeah. He was like all bucket hats and denim. Denim's gonna make a big comeback.
I don't think so. Stonewash, wouldn't that be something? I could see Stonewash coming back.
I like that. That's like vintage. People like vintage stuff now. Like I like vintage stuff. Yeah.
Where do you go shop at? Do you shop at the vintage store? Because you look like you've got. That's one of the all times, dude.
Bush.
It makes a comeback.
Yeah,
you know?
That one like, never really goes out of style.
You see pictures of people in racism, and you're like, it looks. It's
dated.
It's so cool. Fire. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I get that it's poison. It's a vibe. So cool.
I guess it's a vibe.
It's like a guy smoking on a film, you know?
Yeah,
blowing it into some.
It looks good on camera. Face. And that's racism, you know.
My parents did it. Now look at me.
That's true. Yeah.
I mean, we're gonna act like American History X didn't happen, dude. Let's be serious.
That movie scarred me. I saw that too young. I saw that like 13.
Okay.
Maybe.
And then you were what? Up the next week or?
I've
never
been more inspired. No, I saw it on like maybe like IFC or something like that.
What the fuck? IFC.
The Independent Film Channel.
It's a good one.
You guys had cable, lucky.
Yeah. But that was like right before Encore in the channel numbers. Yeah.
What's the guy's name? Norton, right?
Edward Norton.
Yeah, the best Incredible Hulk, as we like to call him.
Yeah. Cisco is in it.
From DS9.
Yeah.
You guys Trekkies or Star Warsian?
Not Star Wars-ish.
Not really.
I think it's interesting that there's like a Star Wars or Star Trek kind of dynamic. A lot of people don't.
Yeah, Star Trek
got
people.
They got a favorite.
Yeah, Star Trek people are too smart. That's my thinking.
That's me and Jared, dude, in a nutshell.
Yeah. their IQ is just too high.
Genius.
That and Battlestar Galactica, you know, we're just fucking deep
too
in it.
Fucking high. Star Wars fans are just dumb, you know.
I think it's interesting that. Maybe this is completely false, but it seems like more conservative people like Star Trek and more liberal people like Star Wars, but they're like the inverse alternate realities, because Star Trek is like total communism, but it's a utopian communism, you know. Mm-hmm. Whereas Star Wars is like a fucking every man for himself, like fucking outlaw shit.
That shit is like anarchy almost, like. They're trying to, I mean, think about this. Just like in Star Wars, it's a whole ass, it's a galaxy, right? It's one galaxy.
Is it one galaxy? Sure. I don't know enough about it.
It's
how many parsecs?
So. Far, far away.
Far, far away. Yeah, one galaxy.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, it's like a fairy tale. Yeah.
Long time ago,
it's
in a galaxy far, far away.
It's real. It's real.
A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
They said it on the opening. I never watched the opening crawl. I'm always 5 minutes late for that movie. No, Star Trek, the like, I've always thought that like it can be like political or like one way to see Star Trek, but you can get anything out of Star Trek or really anything.
Well, Star Trek, every one of them is kind of like an Aesop's fable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm. Very rarely is there one that wraps up and there's not somebody who didn't learn a little bit about themselves in that episode. Yeah. You know what I mean? And then Star Wars, you know, people are just pissed off because Guido shot first or whatever his name is. Guido. What is it?
I think it's Greedo.
I think it's Guido.
Guido. Yeah, obviously it was.
Hey, fucking Han Solo, you owe me money.
What the fuck? You were in the restaurant yesterday. I saw you go out the back.
There's just one Italian guy in the Star Wars universe.
And he's the ugliest dude. Yeah.
He carries a little 38 snub nose. He's just like, what?
Hey, where's that bastard Han Solo? He owes me money.
That motherfucker's supposed to be running my booze, and instead he's taken out of my pocket.
Fuck you, Guido. Shoot him. Shoot his ass.
Fucking Guido.
The Mos Eisley.
Damn, this guy's annoying.
The Mos Eisley Cantina is the best gabagool in the galaxy.
Gabagool.
That's true. I wonder what they were serving bar food. What is space bar food?
Have you seen
like bugs?
Air?
Space balls?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that thing that comes out of that guy's chest in the diner.
Yeah.
That's space bar food.
Well, I feel like it's gotta be, everybody likes fries. It's like fried shit. Everybody likes fried shit, even you know, if it's space bugs, like Glorbex bugs.
Yeah.
You know,
I'll have the tauntaun belly. Thank
just
you.
Just deep fry it.
Give me that.
Deep fry everything. Yeah, that's just, just makes it taste
as long
better.
As it's been cured, you know?
Yeah.
That's what Guido would want.
Look, you put ketchup on it, it just tastes like ketchup.
So, like, even in the Star Wars universe, they have high cholesterol.
You've seen Jabba. Let's not fuck around. Like, he's not getting by on his paycheck.
He's not looking hell. Healthy. Yeah.
It's not his good looks that are getting chicks chained to him. You know what I mean? He's he's with the indulge.
He's lashing out. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
He hasn't seen his Jabba in a while. Just lashing out a little bit.
He's lashing out.
He can't even
wash
his own tail anymore. You know what I mean? He's got a fucking bidet.
He's gonna get
it's so weird now at Jabba's fucking palace, dude. Does anybody need anything out of this cooler?
Yeah, Leia wasn't a sex slave. He just needed like a nurse's aide. Like she was there to like wipe his ass.
Oh,
yeah, exactly,
God.
Dude. That was actually a nurse's uniform on Tatooine. People don't know that. That's just how they dress. It's cultural. Don't judge, you know?
That's true. Yeah, just Jabba. Are there skinny huts? Are they
the world will never know, dude.
Jacked huts?
That would be so funny. There's like huts that like have that, what's that, gym on the beach, like
Venice Beach,
Muscle Beach, or whatever.
Beach.
Yeah. They're just like huts out there, being like,
they just look malnourished. I think it would look ridiculous,
dude. An in shape hut can stand right on his tail, right on the tip, dude. That's
the strength on. Yeah, really,
that's like doing
that's
a
their legs.
It's like doing a inverted push up for regular people. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
Oh, I know.
Yeah,
oh, I've been there.
Yeah.
I'm a lot of people's gym crush, if you know what I'm saying.
I do a lot of push-ups. I got to go back to the gym. Anybody, you work out?
Yeah.
Let's get all Rogan.
You work out with Jim?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
I walk around sometimes. That's the extent of
that's a good workout.
Sometimes I spritz myself so it looks like I'm sweating.
It's a mental thing.
The oldest workout is just hoofing it.
Yeah, being late.
Yeah.
I'm late.
I'm lost.
Yeah. You're on that no license diet plan, though. That's a good one.
That's true.
Yeah, dude. That's a good one, dude. Get your steps in. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hills. I got to walk up some hills and stuff like that.
I think that's probably where people first start to gain weight, is like when they're 16 and they get their license or their friend gets their license.
Yeah, probably.
Before then, you're just fucking doing whatever. You got to get away from your parents somehow, right?
Yeah.
Right.
I just saw the Northman.
That's the Viking thing.
Southman.
The Viking thing.
That was pretty cool. Skarsgård, he's so jacked in that movie. He's like a barrel. He's like a barrel. If a barrel was a guy.
A barrel.
Basically.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like, I don't even know. Yeah.
Well, it's because he was well fed, I'm assuming, and also he was a murderer.
That's what's funny.
So you got to be good at murder.
That's what's so funny, because he's like so jacked and just like it's so perfectly toned, but he's like he becomes like a slave for like halfway through the movie, and they're just feeding him like old gruel. So he's like, I doubt that's the most.
Yeah, that's
protein
not enough. Yeah,
I heard he was acting.
That's
his muscles were too.
Yeah, can't be true. Yeah. It was. It wasn't even
his body was acting.
His body was acting
yeah.
ripped.
Yeah,
yeah. Dude, that's the next level, man. That's yeah. a fucking next that's level.
He's acting. He's asking his captors. He's like, "Do you guys have any like whey or like cottage cheese? Like, all my gains are disappearing."
Yeah. You know what?
Like, how come like shit?
How come Odo wasn't more jacked in DS9? You know, if you're making your own body, why not make a good one? You yeah. know what I mean? Yeah. Here he is trying to pick yeah, up what's her name.
It is funny that he chooses to look like fucking Odo.
Dude, come on, dude. Yeah. Yeah. Come on. You're living with humans and Klingons here, dude.
Yeah, man.
Put a chub in that uniform yeah, at the very it. Least. You get, know what I'm saying?
Odo is kind of like a soup. He's a
you guys are so lost, aren't you?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Odo is this character on Star Trek, and he's a shapeshifter, and he maintains a humanoid form.
That's gay.
While he's walking around. That's gay. That's gay. I love it. It's true. I was imagining yeah. Odo having a bigger hog, and that is kind of gay. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I mean, how can you... Oh,
oh there it is.
God.
There it is. There's Odo.
As big as he wants it to be.
That's what I'm
so
saying.
So he can transform yeah, into yeah. anything.
Yeah, he could be anyone. Like a plant if he wants to.
So he's the first... Oh, wait. Like literally anything? Like
yeah, he
any
can,
living
he's
being?
No, he's a shapeshifter. He can be a picture on the wall. He can be
he's
a mirror.
Like from
oh, that's
some
too
goo.
Broken, dude.
Like his society is
he
like
can be a mirror.
That's... Oh, yeah. Like who... How does he find love?
That's he doesn't very well
as a
yeah. That's kind like, of his whole thing.
Oh, you can shapeshift too. What do you actually look like?
And I think
you go on
you
a date like
there's like a.
I know you're transformed. Go back to your original form, bitch.
Like we're yeah. kind of like we were saying before. I didn't record the episode. Was like when you're chopping off a person. Like at yeah. what point does or do you have a person? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a big debate on the internet, I guess, with Odo. Like, how much can you cut off? Before it stops going
wow,
back, before it yeah. stops going back to the other half, you know what I mean?
Oh, that's,
because that's yeah. what like if you cut off his arm, it'll find its way back to the main glob and become. But the Star Trek nerds want to know when do you have an Odo and an
how
Odo?
Much, how much can you eat? How much Odo can one eat before
yeah,
it's
before he's eating an Odo? Odo
weird
soup.
Morality.
So
wise.
Then a thousand people, different people have different pieces of Odo.
Kind of, it's like
that would be interesting if you had like an Odo like cookout.
Well,
you know
aren't
what I
they
mean?
All Odo? Like, isn't that the whole thing with
I
Odo? He's like,
don't
a,
know, dude.
He's like a goo, right? His
they're
society,
all goo. Yeah,
his society.
And they all jump
like
in this
goo.
River and goo it on each other, and then they and they have to say,
holy,
and they become one.
They have sex.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, dude, but it's something.
It's pretty interesting.
That's yeah. gooey.
But he does fall in love with a not shape shifty chick, and I'm sure they had crazy
oh, dude,
sexual.
Well, I was gonna
wow,
say,
the things
like,
you can do.
If I
Jesus,
it'd be so cool to be able to like. Shrink and grow your dick like
yeah
oh would, depending yeah.
yeah yeah
wouldn't that be great
is that all you care about
no
he could like
that's
yes
like top five
he could like
yes
he could like
five.
Wrap that's around it. Her except for her face which would kill her you know what I mean so she was like in an Odo glob that still had like an inward pointing dick you know what I mean like he could do all kinds of crazy Odo
yeah
sex.
That, but yeah. I'm just saying like wouldn't it be great to just not have to worry about
your penis size, so
yeah.
so when you're so let's say you're you know it's cold outside.
Yeah,
and
does
your
Odo
dick shrinks? Then you can just you know.
Does Odo shrink when he gets cold?
Oh, ask him.
Yeah, wait until yeah. you get. Let's
ask
get
him.
Odo on the.
Yeah.
We should get Odo
we
on the.
Get Odo on the podcast,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah,
you should.
Oh
yeah.
man,
just talk only about a sex life.
That's right.
That's only thing that matters.
We could get him to debate Guido. We are fucking.
Guido.
We got
yeah,
an
yeah,
episode,
yeah.
dude.
But I was gonna say, like, isn't that crazy that we haven't had like a good, like, dick grower pill?
No, wait. Okay, I thought you said person. I thought you said person.
Anything?
I was about to say. If it's say
dick
character.
Grower persons are
character?
Just
yeah,
anybody
character.
You're attracted
there's like
to.
A super
yeah.
dick guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In
what?
The Boys. Have you watched The Boys? The TV show.
I have, but I didn't know there's a super
the
dick guy.
Second season. Oh, I spoiled it for you.
That's all right. I'm fine with it.
Go watch that shit.
It's, I didn't know
there's a super dick grower in one episode. I will not tell you which episode. Wow. It's a surprise.
I mean,
and it'll strangle you, like just it, like he did.
I do remember that.
Remember that
scene? Yeah. The guy on the neck.
Yeah, he's the first.
That's such a great superpower, dude. You don't even have to thrust. You just like,
it's so
keep
funny
growing it, and then
we all legitimately think that's a decent superpower. You know, like,
I was gonna say it's a terrible.
We kind of do though. You know what I mean? Like,
you can use it as a belt.
You're like, well, you can have laser vision that could kill anything, you know, be bulletproof. Or what about this? You can make your dick bigger.
Honestly,
think about it.
That's not bad. I'm just saying, like,
could be worse.
As sex,
it could be worse. Yeah, like, yeah, you could have got like super hair or something. You're like, yeah. All right, this is.
I'm just saying, it's wild that like as sex obsessed as we are, humans are, that's not our number one priority.
We should have more pills. More pills.
Yeah. They can like true. Grow.
Have you taken all the gas station pills? Because I think we need a petri dish here. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I need to.
Will you do this for the pod?
Okay, I'll be like Newton.
We'll crowdfund it. I'll put my Venmo up somewhere. Guys, send in money for dick pills for Jared. Okay. We're going to get him taking all of them.
Dick pills are like $9. Okay. This is such an attainable crowdfunding.
That's right. That's what I'm saying, guys.
Talking about Viagra?
Any of them. I mean, any pill that affects the
know
dick,
Bezos.
Jared's going to give us a whole feedback on it, and it's going to be
good. Do you think Jeff Bezos can grow and shrink his... Like, if Jeff Bezos... like
was a dick.
Well, he kind of...
Can he grow? Can he shrink?
Maybe. Like, he really kind of does look pretty... Well,
he's dickish. He's dickish.
Look,
yeah.
He looks
his
very phallic.
His space
what if,
shuttles.
What if he?
Yeah, they were really dicky.
They were definitely like.
What was the name of his?
Blue
Origin.
Origin or something.
See, yeah, dicky, just, right? It comes out of the origin. It comes out.
Or yeah, like this. There's the way you just. I don't know. I thought of blue waffle, but it has nothing to do with
blue balls,
blue
dude.
Blue Origin. Blue balls. That makes no sense. There's no shaft.
Yeah, Blue Origin's giving me.
That's how they
blue balls.
That's how they fueled the Blue Origin with the blue with these big fuel pods.
It would be wild if Jeff Bezos is an actual penis.
Like an actual penis. Like a penis.
Like one day he's talking at a podium and all of a sudden just at the top of
his
head.
Under his stupid cowboy hat.
Blows off his...
Yeah.
God. Terrible.
Yeah, he uses a scrotum to like walk around.
Like the real Jeff Bezos is just like a tiny little man. He's like 6 feet...
Are you
6 inches tall or something.
Bezos
like
is an Odo and he's just taking this form?
Bezos.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Look,
stranger things have happened.
I think if Jeff Bezos truly was a penis, he wouldn't have gotten cucked by Leonardo DiCaprio.
Is that who got his lady?
Who's his lady? There was that video.
Yeah, there's that video.
No, I don't know. I need to hear all about it. I don't know it either.
It's like a subtle thing. It's like the human interaction. Like you observe it, you're like, oh, this is going on. You know, if you
I don't know what it is. You gotta
it's all just Leonardo DiCaprio and he's just, you know, talking and at one point he hugs Bezos's girlfriend or something, and then she's like, oh, like, you know, you could tell that she's like flirting a little
obvious,
bit.
Yeah.
And then Bezos is like right there, basically.
And doesn't do any or say anything.
Yeah. No, yeah, well, yeah, she just, yeah, he whispers something to her ear or something, and like her reaction was.
Let's be honest, guys. Leo hits on your girl. You at least watch for a little bit.
Watch. I want to fuck him. Hold on a minute. My girl's not allowed. That's going to be my spot.
I feel like everybody.
No,
it's just
flirting.
A human natural thing to be attracted to Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah. Who's a female equivalent of Leonardo DiCaprio?
None of them.
Like timeless, like Madonna,
maybe? Oprah,
timeless.
Oprah, yes, close.
Oprah. I was going to say Ricky Lake,
but I mean, I like where your head's at, honestly.
Ricky Lake.
this is like how you find out it's not normal to be like attracted to Oprah. You're like,
we're all
what?
You're like, super into Oprah, right?
Are you serious? Come on, guys.
I was joking too, right? You guys know that, right? Like, it was so funny when I was like Oprah, and then you were like, Oprah.
I love Oprah. Oh my god,
gives me that. Oh. It's the only way I can get that O. That
dark chocolate.
Who? No. Like, we'll say, what's the friend's girl? She's about the same.
Jennifer Aniston.
Aniston's like DiCaprio level hot, right?
That's true.
No, back then.
She's pretty. No, that's what I'm saying. Too. But DiCaprio's the same. DiCaprio's the same way. Like he. We've seen him since he was a retarded boy, you know?
And now
he's really evolved into a very accomplished actor.
Great retarded man.
I honestly think that Jennifer Aniston is like the peak of what a blonde girl, like the most attractive blonde girl would look like.
She's got that sandy blonde, too.
Yeah, like feathered, or dusty blonde or something like that.
Is she even naturally sandy blonde?
Okay, yeah.
Is she even naturally a blonde?
I think so.
It looks like she has roots.
It does.
I mean, let's consult Google right now.
Yeah.
We're going to call it, what's the question? We're going to say...
Or is she lying?
Just Google, does Jennifer Aniston have more fun?
Pictures of Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I did it wrong. I'm going to do it right, guys. Pictures of Jenna Anderson. Yeah, I did it wrong.
Dude, you fucked up.
Aniston, dude. Aniston.
You said Jenna.
Jenna.
Pictures of Louis Anderson.
You son of a bitch.
Pictures of gender affirmation.
Pictures of Jennifer Aniston's roots. Ginger affirmation. It did correct, but it did say ginger affirmation. You're right, dude. There's roots, but that's the thing about sandy blondes is that their hair is fair, and that means that it's weak, dude. And the sun kicks its ass.
As a true blonde, I'd feel appropriated.
Are you not a true blonde?
I absolutely am.
Look
a true
at your
blonde.
Hair; it's darker than hers.
It's getting darker as I get
You're
older.
No Jennifer
I'm,
Aniston.
I'm absolutely
dude.
A true blonde.
You're it's no Jennifer.
It's all my license. You want to see my license,
dude? Just because you lie to the government doesn't mean I have to fall for it. All right, this is America.
I would never lie to the government. Never in my life.
I lie about my weight. I don't know what it is.
What little lies to the government?
You don't have to have it. No, it's fine. There's cherry blossom.
There you go.
Moved it away from you. Thank you, Aaron.
Yeah, like I do little lies to the government. Like I'll say, like, you know, I'm an inch bigger than I am.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah. I weigh 200 pounds.
Yeah. You know, yeah.
Oh, athletes do it all the time.
Yeah. That kind of stuff. Yeah. Yeah. I 200 pounds.
Male. A
couple more pounds.
6 inches.
You know, I pay my taxes.
That's not
that
on your license?
Stuff. Those yeah, little lies.
I'm a veteran.
I'm a veteran. That kind
you know,
of stuff.
Little stuff.
That little kind of stuff. That's
I mean,
no big deal.
No one's even keeping track, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a proud black.
I'm 65 year old veteran.
I am too.
Yeah. Honestly, I have veteran on my driver's license. It's solely for when I get pulled over.
Well, are you a veteran though?
I am.
Well, then there you go.
But also
use that fucking card.
I didn't have to show any paperwork at the DMV.
Interesting.
I just like checked a box and they're like, here's your stamp.
I wonder if they're supposed to.
Do you play up the PTSD if you fucked up that too bad in a driver crime? Like if you went like 30 over the speed limit, you're like,
and they revoked your license because they can do that.
Yeah,
and then you went
having
to court.
A flashback. Yeah. Oh god,
I get pulled over. Family. I'm like, this isn't Fallujah.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you for your service.
No.
Okay, that makes sense.
I also don't have PTSD. So
okay, yeah. That's good.
Okay,
that's good to hear.
I like to say
it's
like
fine. It's fine. We don't have to talk about it.
No,
it's cool.
like my time in the army. Like I think I like saw enough that I have a lot of cool stories, but I didn't see enough that like
we're traumatized.
I wake up screaming.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Like, you don't want like, that. Like a nice you yelled cool stories at bar patrons.
Yeah. Interesting. Oh, so last Thursday, I was at Mario's. And I was doing a whole set just shitting on the army, and it was going fantastic.
Yeah.
And then, like, 3 minutes in, this guy at the end of the bar is just like, fuck you. And I was like, what? And he was like, fuck you. And, like, stood up and was like flipping me off. And I was like, what, dude? And he's like, shut the fuck up. And I was like, I can tell these stories. Like, I was in the military. And he was like, I don't fucking care. And he's like, what unit were you with? And, like, I said it.
Yeah.
And then he's like, have you been shot? And I was like, no. And he was like, well, I have.
Okay.
Like, what do you even say to that? Right. I was just like,
you say, was it hilarious?
Yeah, was it great? Did you feel good?
Yeah. You have a good story?
Yeah, I was like, no, I didn't get shot, dude. I'm a little quicker than you.
Exactly. I'm a little better. I was just like,
cool, man. And he was like, fuck you. And I was like, I'm going to keep making these jokes. Like,
yeah.
Well, I think
dating.
Both, I think both of you guys were the getaway. Was it the getaway, right?
Yeah.
That. So I have a whole, at least 5 minutes, you know, related to veterans and essentially eating them and all this stuff.
Right.
And,
veterans.
And this old man who was at the bar, to his credit, he did the right thing. Instead of yelling at me like your guy did, he walked up to the host and said, this is pretty fucked up, and walked out.
that stings even worse. Wait, no. That's...
No, dude. Actually, you were both there, were you?
Yeah.
We were all kind of like, that respect to that guy, dude. Because what? He was pissed. He would let us know, but he didn't fucking ruin it.
Yeah.
Everybody else. Because there were people
laughing.
And that's
a borderline compliment as well.
It is. Because
it is pretty fucked up.
It is a fucked up joke.
Would it be funny if it was nice?
Wait. What was the joke?
It's a whole bit. I don't want to go into it because it's literally like probably just four minutes. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But yeah, it starts out with organ donors and it moves all the way down to cannibalism and
and then there's veterans involved.
There's veterans involved.
I see where this is going.
Capitalism, everything's in play, you know.
Yeah.
Did the guy stick around, the yelly guy?
Yeah, he just stayed at the bar and like I was a little bit worried he was going to try and like fight me afterwards.
Yeah, that sucks, dude.
Yeah.
No, it was just like, but the funny thing was like afterwards, like maybe like four or five people came up to me and was like, hey, love the set. You know, everything was hilarious. And like,
yeah.
And one of the people came up, he was like, hey, I was in the Army for like 8 years. I loved your shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was like, that guy's just a fucking tool.
Yeah.
Dude, like, yeah. He just wanted everyone in the bar to know he got shot.
Yeah. He wanted attention and he had what they call righteous indignation. Isn't that what they call it? Self-righteous indignation. Yeah.
He used a... big gun when a little gun could have worked.
Yeah,
I don't. I'm not in the Army. I don't know the terms.
No, that's what they say.
You know, if people do complain to me afterwards, I think I'm going to start saying, "Well, I'm glad you didn't pay to get in." You know, and just fucking patting them on the shoulder and walking away because you know what?
Yeah,
if you'd have paid to be here, I would have an obligation to entertain you.
Yeah,
but I'm fucking around. I'm trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell people. No one listens to me. Like, this is not something.
No one walks out of here and says, you know what? I'm going to vote for Trump next year.
Let's put that guy's idea into policy.
Yeah. You know who should run the country? Comedians. Just ask fucking not Kiev, that's the city, but
Zelensky?
No, Ukraine.
He's now.
Yeah.
But he's not doing too much comedy.
Well, he's more of a
he's doing a lot of like
it's like a dark.
No, he was a comedian. Kind of like, he was a comedian.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
But I think he was more of like an actor who dabbled in comedy, what I think.
Mm.
He won their version.
Probably makes sense.
He won their version of Dancing with the Stars.
Heyo. He's like the Adam Carolla of fucking the Ukraine, dude.
Was it state sponsored?
He was the only one to win. Yeah, he did it his second year in presidency somehow.
But what's crazy about it is Putin's hilarious, dude.
Oh, dude. Those pictures on the horse? Come on.
His stand-up is fucking hilarious, dude. Like, his, like, sketches? He's got an underground sketch comedy.
Oh, really? Comedy. What's the name of the group?
Oh, it's just like...
Putin out?
Putin out, yeah. Putin up with it. That was his funny sitcom and stuff like that.
I knew that.
And it's really just, slapsticky and just bonking on the head, banana stuff. Yeah, I mean, it's
really
dated.
Vaudevillian.
It's dated now. Yeah. It's not that funny. I watch like a couple seasons
of it. Slapstick holds its value, you know? It's like silver.
And he's really fallen down on it. It's a lot of whipped cream pie stuff and stuff like that.
But people don't give him credit. He's very athletic. You know what I mean? He's like the Chris Farley of Russian improv.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Look, to eat that many sausages, in that one episode that Putin was doing? You have to.
Putin up with it? Yeah.
Putin up with it. Yep. That's what the media really doesn't talk about, is how much of a goofball Putin is.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
they never recognize there's like a really the people's love and where it comes from.
There's a really funny bit, like he's married to his wife, and she's kind of naggy, and it's the funny bit is like he always... gets his wife disappeared by the end of each episode.
Is that the skit where he always throws a potato at her before he before he slams the door and walks out? And next thing you know, she dies some hilarious way.
Yeah. It's really funny, and then people like clap. Very, it's kind of eerie. Like,
yeah.
All at once.
Yeah.
It's kind of strange, but it's a cultural thing.
What if that's the reason he invaded the Ukraine, was like to get away from his wife?
Well, that's
the only way. If you think this is a war, you should see my old lady.
Has Putin ever had a like long-standing woman, do you think?
Let's look
it up. I have no idea.
Probably doesn't.
Putin's wives or Putin's relationships?
Dude, he definitely has concubines, dude.
That's what I'm saying.
That's not the same. Yeah.
You can't trust a guy who's never once like fell in love or whatever, you know, because he's doing some weird shit to get to get his jollies.
I'm gonna try to pronounce this.
He has had an ex. Does it say years? What years?
1983 to 2014.
All right,
so 31 years. Lyudmila.
Wow, that's a long
Alexandra
time.
Alexandrovna.
Putin's a hero, dude.
Otrinyanka.
And she probably died. Hold on. Somehow
he invaded Ukraine in 2014. Or Crimea, right?
Yeah.
Something like that. Wow, dude. He was getting over a relationship. This whole thing. We're cracking this wide open, dude. Sense.
Yeah.
That's just crazy. That's probably so much of
frustration.
Like worldwide.
Dude.
No, I'm just saying like worldwide decisions it's just like stupid.
Back then, bullshit, he was pissed because like he couldn't use his dick on that woman. But now he's getting pissed because he's so old that his dick doesn't work at all.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm going to take this out on somebody. You know what I mean?
Some nation.
I'm going to fuck Ukraine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got an Odo lake in there.
I got all this pent up testosterone.
Slather it on my tongue and just grow it. And then she'll respect me, goddammit.
Putin has tried all the gas station dick pills. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
He's got endless resources. He's not going to leave a stone unturned.
I mean, what if he just has a giant penis?
He's like Bezos.
Butt loads of testosterone, so he always gets hard, you know?
Maybe.
If there's one world leader that's doing it, it's Putin.
Yeah, you can see it. But maybe he's just hiding it. You know, maybe, or maybe it's just like he's giving that image to everyone and imprinting that.
I've always said
that's true.
Like,
he might be overcompensating.
World leaders should have to show
their cocks.
Well, yeah,
it should be in the debate. It should be.
Yeah, no, I agree.
It's a factor for sure.
Yeah. Look, but I say we don't show the top half of their bodies for 2 or 3 weeks after the debate. But the whole debate, while they're being questioned, we just look straight into their dong while they answer the questions.
We put glasses over their dicks. And like that's what we're seeing. You still hear their voices. It's game.
Their voices have to be scrambled or whatever they do.
Oh, yeah, totally.
So that we don't know who it is, but we know how they answer the questions. And we're like, you know, I really like the guy with the weird left nut.
But then
you find out it was the other party the whole time.
What about like the 2008 election, though? Like, Obama was the only black guy running? It's like, I wonder which one he is.
Like, geez.
Yeah, that's... Yeah,
that is
bigger
true.
Than the rest of them.
Say, man, John McCain has a huge black cock.
He'd wear black cock for the debates.
Yeah,
I mean, you have to make it a fair democratic process. You can't just walk in there letting everybody know.
Black cock in 2008, that's a death sentence.
Yeah. When they pull up those tweets, I'm like,
they're gonna
be all over.
It's too much.
Is that a pun? No, what do they call it? Wordplay?
Euphemism?
Euphemism. Is that the words? I wish I was good at English.
Yeah, I wish I was too.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm speaking
me too right now.
Yeah.
You are not.
Yeah, I am.
Do you have an accent?
Yeah, this is my accent.
And I was going to say.
I try my best. Yeah.
I don't catch any, but that's because you're a California boy.
No, yeah, I'm an American.
I love how like it's so fun.
Let's see some papers.
Yeah,
yeah.
I believe it when I see the government stamp.
When I see the damn papers.
They letting you vote? They letting you vote, man? I don't know about that.
I can't let you do that.
I love how, excuse like, me, sir. Foreigners, like, I don't think I'm the first person to make this observation, but, like, I love how foreigners, like, they are so much smarter than Americans.
That's
facts. Most of the time. And they go,
it's
like,
because they're sending their best, okay?
And yeah, that, and actually, that's part true. Of it. That is part of it. True. Yeah.
But I love how, like, they go, you know, like, they'll go, like, excuse me, my, English is in a preferred nomenclature. It's not adequate for the current situational activity.
Yeah.
It's like these long words. It's their fourth language.
Very specific. I mean,
I'm just starting out with it.
Do they memorize a thesaurus before they came here? Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
That should be, as far as I say, we make that test as hard as we can.
I tell you.
If you ain't speaking in three syllables, we ain't wanting you down Alabama.
And we should all have to take it. Can you imagine? Here's a Star Trek thing. Like, it'd be wild if every year we had to take a citizen test. Everybody in the country had to take a citizen's test.
That would be
test.
So.
And if you didn't pass it, you just die.
You just got to get out.
Dude, honestly, they should. If there really is like an overlord, that they should do that because they could shape the test to brainwash people. You know?
Oh yeah.
You'd be like, if you're an American, you got to fucking buy a new car every 3 years. Otherwise, what the hell are you doing?
That's true. I was thinking, if you just all the people that pass the citizen test, they're America now.
Yes.
Like it's a whole group, a whole different group of Americans.
Agreed.
That isn't that the whole point of America?
Well, that and killing the indigenous.
Right. You know,
that's the best part. That's
true.
We gotta do something. We ain't just gonna come over and sit down. I'll tell you that right now.
That is true. That was the whole thing.
Maybe immigration is like our atonement for that. We're like, all right, we can get some others in. We made some room.
Well, I think we're,
there's plenty of room in Montana.
Yeah.
In fucking Idaho or whatever.
Well, it was probably like we were not a laziness thing, but it's like, you go, I want sausage. I don't want to work in the sausage factory. Get the Hungarians over here.
They make that's in NA and there's regular ones too.
Thank you, sir.
Dirty jobs. That's what I'm saying. That's probably.
You're talking about the jobs Americans don't want to do.
Yeah.
As
picking fruits.
Nancy said. Yeah. It all depends on what state you go to, but yeah.
Well, just like, I guess that's what is it? Oil? That book about?
I don't know. I bet it's about oil, though, if I had to guess.
What's the other one? I can't think of it. Yeah.
There will be blood.
Yeah, something like that.
The book.
What's his other book?
No one knows, dude.
Let's just talk about Daniel Day-Lewis some more.
Okay.
I just watched a documentary on Val Kilmer.
Oh, that
is called Val.
The Amazon Prime one?
Yeah, something like that. It's okay. The thing about it is I'm hyper aware in a way that makes me... And I look for the faults, you know what I mean? So, like, I'm like, this could, like I was saying earlier, I look for the worst case scenario in things a lot of times, you know what I mean?
You're critical.
Yeah, exactly. So, I'm critical. Excellent way to say it. So, what I see is I see a movie basically only, with the exception of clips from movies, home video footage done by Val Kilmer, produced by Val Kilmer, about Val Kilmer.
Yeah.
And I think, well, it might be a little biased.
I don't know
for sure if this is going to be biased, but I think it might be a little biased. And I think, and God bless him, I swear to God, he was made for acting after watching that thing. I was like, there's nothing else this guy could have done with his life. He's perfect for this, right? But also might have been so much about acting that he ruined a lot of his life. You know what I mean? And that might have been his fault.
But, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, we were talking about Daniel Day, and that's why I thought of it. Because Daniel Day is a weird guy who probably did what Val Kilmer did, like dive into roles or whatever and ruin relationships because of it. But now I think he's out like he's done with film, isn't he?
Is
Daniel
he?
Day-Lewis?
I haven't seen him in anything since Lincoln.
No, he's like he's been done for since like Phantom Thread. I think that was his last one.
Yeah, I think he got his nut and he was like, I can live the rest of my life, I can provide for my children, and I'm just going to be I'm going to try to explore life as not playing other people.
Yeah, he needed to do a role that made him quit acting. Like that was
it? I didn't see that movie. I didn't see it.
It was Phantom Thread, but maybe he did like a small movie. He was like, I don't want to do acting anymore, but I keep getting work. Like maybe.
Oh, he's sabotaged.
Maybe his wife was.
He made like Critters 7. Yeah, and people were like, okay, I'm not sure about.
Play
this.
A guy who quits acting in the movie, and then you're done with acting. he needs the method.
Gotcha.
Like he like built a. In the Crucible, he like built a cabin. Like he like built a cabin, lived in a cabin for like 7 months.
God.
Yeah.
I don't have that kind of commitment.
Yeah, I was gonna say, can you imagine being that committed to a job?
Ah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
no, we do stand-up.
John Cena learned Mandarin to keep his acting career.
John Cena?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he said something, I don't know what it was, but it offended China, and China was like, not going to show your movies anymore. So he learned Mandarin just to fucking apologize, dude.
Yeah, that's what a bootlicker.
Yeah.
Learning Mandarin to apologize to China.
No, I think he did know Chinese before. Like, there's videos of him, like, doing that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's known Mandarin for a while.
No, did he learn it for film or not?
I have no idea. But I don't think it's for film. I think he just did for some reason.
That's like, fucking nuts, dude.
But, yeah, I mean, when you do that, like, I mean, the CCP, I mean, there's a lot of money there.
A ton.
Yeah. There's freaking millions, billions.
They say that it's the majority of the revenue for action films.
Like, oh, yeah.
Like... If you want to make an indie film, sure, it's going to play great in the States. But if you want an action film, you've got it.
Yeah, it's easiest to understand.
Yeah, that's true. Like, this guy's good. Fucking blowing that shit up. Yeah.
You play like The Lighthouse or something. Like it's just two fucking dudes.
Agreed.
Jerking each other. Like it's not Chinese people would be like, what the fuck is this?
It makes sense. We did the same thing with fucking kung fu films. The United States is like, I get it. Bruce Lee's whooping these guys' ass. You know what I mean?
They're like, literally.
They're like, I don't need a fucking explanation. It's not like a Die Hard or some sort of epic. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Die Hard.
Fast and Furious 7 really transcends borders.
It is true.
It's the language that everyone speaks.
What was the most recent fact? Was it 9? Where they go to space?
Yeah, F9.
Oh, that's
and then 10
terrible.
Is going
to
be.
Do they really go to space? Or
yeah, they went to space, dude. It was awesome.
It's amazing.
The film totally like kicks it over in the first 15 minutes and says, "Isn't it crazy that this stuff can happen? It's impossible." And then they're like, "Yeah, it is crazy." And then they just do impossible shit for the rest of the movie. It's so amazing.
It's amazing. Yeah. They just have a scene where like, Ludacris and.
Vin Diesel?
No, Tyrese are literally flying a car in space. They just,
flying a Fiero with a Jado rocket wearing scuba suits.
Put a rocket.
and they're in space.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. The movie's logic is amazing, where it's just like, someone has the idea, let's put a car in space. How do we do it? Put a rocket on a car. That's easy. Like, it doesn't have to make sense.
It doesn't make sense at all. It's so great.
And then put a camera on Ludacris, have him say, how does this make any sense, man? And then Tyrese is like, I know, right?
It's all good, dude.
The funny thing is, we have done that. Elon Musk did that. He sent a car into space attached to a rocket.
No, it was the Virgin dude. Oh, you're talking about a Tesla.
He put a car in space on a rocket like that.
Yeah, but yeah, this put a rocket in space on a car.
he didn't put a Tyrese into space.
That's right.
Tyrese.
They're amazing things.
That franchise is something else. It's worth the watch.
Oh, it's some of the... If you want to, I swear, if you want to understand America,
if you want to turn
watch the Fast and the Furious movies. They're really amazing things. I don't want to get too started on Fast and the Furious because that's a whole other.
Next thing we'll be in Hobbs and Shaw, and that's a whole other fucking.
Hobbs and Shaw.
Hobbs and Shaw is a big deal. Have you heard of the, speaking of Val Kilmer, have you heard about that Island of Dr. Moreau? the making of Island
it's,
of Dr. Moreau?
It's part of that. The documentary talks about it, dude. Go ahead.
Well, because he, like, I'm sure he goes crazy. I it's just an, there's an amazing documentary called, Searching for the Island of Dr. Moreau or some shit. Island of Lost Souls, maybe. It's an amazing thing where it's the most chaotic film production of all time. Because they were getting, like, it was, it had amazing vibes to begin with. Like, the grandson.
Brando was the main lead.
Yeah, like Marlon the grandson Brando. Of H.G. Wells was going to direct the movie. They got him to direct the movie. They were going to shoot it in, like, I don't know, Jakarta or whatever, wherever. But then just, like, the first thing that went wrong is they got this perfect location, built this huge set, like, masterpiece set. Turns out, like, this was... The 2 weeks they built it right before the 2 week most intense hurricane season every year, like every year at this point, there's these huge hurricanes.
Any R&D on it? They're just like,
they're like, oh yeah, there's a huge hurricane, it just wiped out the whole set. So then there was so much downtime. Marlon Brando played the guy, and like, he was playing, like, the Island of Dr. Moreau, like, Dr. Moreau, who was, like, you know, making human-animal hybrids.
Chimeras.
Yeah, chimeras. He just got, like, there was that tiny guy. I forget his name. Like
Val Kilmer.
No, there was,
Cruise.
Like, a...
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Well, it was, like, a, what do they call it, little person?
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Who inspired Mini-Me, as it turns out. Like, that's how they got the idea for Mini. Like,
yeah, I think you're right.
Vern Troyer, though, the guy who played
it wasn't Vern Troyer. It was, like, Indonesian Vern Troyer.
Sure, right. So anyway, they and got this chimera running around.
So then, like, Marlon Brando would be like, get this guy in the movie. Like, this little person was like an extra. He's like, Marlon Brando's like, put this guy in the movie, man. This guy's great. So director's like, all right, well, I guess we'll put him in the movie. So then the director just starts drinking. It's so good. It's like one of the most amazing things ever. And then dude. Val Kilmer, like, I'm sure that led to him going crazy.
Yeah, because it was, according to him, it was his big opportunity to work with his hero, Brando.
Yeah.
And then because of all the hurricane and everything else, they end up firing the first director, getting a second director who's really just business, doesn't care about art at all.
Yeah.
Just like, shoot the scene.
Get it done. Let's get it done.
And Brando gets all pissed off because he won't put the midget in the movie. Yeah. So he's like, you know what? If I don't have any artistic integrity, I can't fucking.
Yeah.
So they start having, like, body doubles play Brando and shit, dude. It's like
he turns to Val Kilmer at one point and goes, stop giving a shit for this one. No one cares.
She's like, this is a flop, dude.
This movie sucks.
Anyone? You're going to wish he never did this movie.
Oh, my God. He's
like, that's your hero.
We can take this one off.
He's like, don't expect a fucking invite to the Oscars, all right? We're fucking getting this in the can and going home.
It's an amazing thing. Yeah. I can't believe it.
Yeah, indeed, dude. Val Kilmer, though. That's my review. Or Val, or whatever it is.
So okay. I feel like the thing about that, and like, have any of you seen the Kanye doc?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, I want Genius? I want to see that real bad.
It's pretty good, but like, it's in the same vein where like, he started shooting videos of himself like when he was a nobody.
Right.
Because he was such an egomaniac that he was like, I'm going to make it. And I'm sure it was the same thing with Val Kilmer, but I think that's what it takes to like succeed at that level.
It does.
Like,
it really does.
You have to be an egomaniac and
to
like,
be like a Will Smith.
Yeah. And like you have to be like a total head case who just like believes in yourself so deeply and like that, like you might even be like mentally unwell. Like, I think like that's what it takes to be like the best of anything.
I think, I agree with the best of anything, but I think especially in actors, there's a lot of crazy people who just
Amber Heard.
Yeah, they're just trying to explore their persona or id or whatever it is because they don't know what the fuck's going on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they're lost and they need to find what humanity is, you know?
I think acting is also an industry that's like easily abused. you know, because you can totally get off with saying like, oh, they're just like a very creative person and use that as an excuse to like treat everyone around them like dog shit, you know?
It depends. Yeah. Cause like in the industry, it's like, if you're unpleasant to be around, like you're not going to get booked. And you will, like, that word travels.
Yeah.
You piss off one person. Yeah.
Blackballed. Yeah. Difficult to work with.
Yeah. Difficult. Like you have to be careful. Yeah. You have to be careful.
But I'm saying, like, unless your thing's working, and then you could be a huge piece of shit.
Well, once you've got Johnny Depp money or whatever, then yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Maybe the ego just kicks in when you have your first $10 million. But you're right.
Especially as someone's scratching to get up. Like, the director can say whatever they kind of want to you, and you kind of have to play along.
And people are literally pointing cameras at you for your job.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I just did my thing yesterday.
What?
What's your thing?
It was a short film.
What is it?
It's me.
You can't just say, oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's my thing. Film? Yeah,
it was like just a little thing.
Yeah, it's just
It was a short thing.
Yeah, it was the Southman. Yeah, no, it's
the Southman.
Yeah.
That's Black Snake Moan, wasn't that the Southman?
Yeah. So I did once like one part of the short film I'm in, and it's I'm playing a dude in a married couple with a woman, and we get into a fucking car crash, and it's supposed to be like this really cheesy romantic thing, but I was on the ground with blood in my, like all over me. And
how'd they do the car crash? Did they like shut down a street?
Oh, dude. Oh, you know what's fucked? It's crazy. So it's like this junkyard. And then someone's like, the director asked him, he's like, oh, yo, like, can we like use a car? Can we beat up a car here? And he was like, yeah, like the guy who owned the junkyard. He's like, yeah, sure. And yesterday, a random car during the middle of our shoot, a random car came up to us and was like, why the fuck is this car like this? And we're like, okay, we have like documentation, everything, right, or whatever. He's like, that's my car.
Oh,
he was like, that's my car. That's my car. And
what?
Yeah, no, this is real shit. And he was like, that's my car. And like, I sold it. I just sold it to someone. And apparently, like, we have all the documentation, like the police officers like signed off, the police department, and like the junkyard dude, whatever. And it was sitting in the lot for 4 years. Apparently, they were just going to scrap it.
Okay.
And it wasn't going to use. And then now suddenly this dude wants his fucking car back because he sold it. It's a piece of shit Camry. Like, but yeah. And he was like, oh, if you guys.
Was it his car?
We didn't even know if it was actually his car.
Yeah.
Like,
he's a crazy guy, maybe.
Yeah. He was like, and then he was like trying to like big dick it. He was like, oh, yeah, by the way, I'm a fucking lawyer. Yeah. Here's my fucking car, this guy's trying to get a role, dude.
He's an actor.
No, like this guy literally, he was like, okay, let's give me your driver's license. And the driver was like, oh, no, like, no, I'm not going to do that. And you know, eventually they traded it, right? Because, like, you're not just going to get my fucking driver's license. You could get some shit off of that, right? And after they trade it, he's like, also, by the way, this is my license card for lawyering. Like, this is... just by the way, just to show
just in case you
and were. He just yeah, and he just like, oh yeah, he just puts his dick, like this small ass like dick, so, flops in front of us.
I specialize in car exploding law.
Yeah, like, oh my god, it was crazy. And then he was like, oh, if you guys don't get off right now, like, you guys need to get off this lot. Like, you can't be here. Shut the fuck up. Like, it was, yeah.
But that anyway, is weird. So how did it shake out? Did the guy take a walk or what?
Yeah, he eventually took a walk. Like, he exchanged information, and then apparently, I mean, it partly is junkyard guy's fault for doing that shit. For
it's
like not
just
clarifying.
Toyota Camry.
Yeah, it's a shitty. It was like a 2000 something.
What,
yeah.
More than one Toyota Camry in this city? I don't think so.
I don't think
like,
so.
How many lawyers are like trying to get back shitty cameras or Camrys at a junkyard? You know?
Yeah.
Like,
what does he do? Drive by every day? I mean,
that's an odd story.
He just
story.
Looks at it.
Don't,
yeah. just,
don't lawyers drive like BMWs and stuff?
Dude, you came in like a fucking Jeep, dude. Like, it was a nice shiny Jeep. I don't know. It and you have lawyer money. So, like, why
he's
the
fuck? He's a crazy
fuck?
dude. That's odd. That's
no,
really
this
odd.
This guy is a male Karen, dude.
So, did you have a bunch of cameras set up, I would assume, and everything?
Yeah, we had everything set up already. Like, and you know, the car is the windshield was broken.
Yeah.
Front and back. Because apparently when I fly through the windshield, I just kick backwards, you know, and I'm just that tall.
Right, right.
And I
yeah.
kick, and I just blow out the back.
Real fast.
Yeah. But yeah, like, everything was already, like... bloodied up, and you know, we had like lighting and stuff.
So you're sitting there talking to this lawyer, and you're covered in fake Hollywood blood.
Yeah,
dude?
And we were like, oh yeah, we should take a picture of him and say, oh, this is evidence that your car did this shit.
Did you get a picture of him?
Yeah. Well, not the guy. Yeah. Not a picture of him. No.
I bet he would have ran away quick if you started taking pictures of him.
I think you could look him up on.
You need to get his car,
crazy
dude.
Fuckers.
Crazy, yeah, crazy fucks.
You need to get
or adult crazy. Friend finder.
Get a picture of that lawyer card. We'll make
crazy
them the sponsor
asshole
of the
finder.
Episode.
Yeah, crazy. Yeah, yeah.
Honestly, that's just a that jail. Would be a great idea. Like making an app for just like nut jobs. You know, so you
can, yeah,
just,
yeah, yeah.
It's, it's Craigslist. It's like people, like you know about that German dude, Armin something, whatever. He like went to some guy's house to chop his dick off. Because apparently he was a doctor or something.
What?
And the guy wanted him to come to his house to chop his dick off and eat it.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, he paid him.
Yeah, yeah. He paid him to do that shit because he's a doctor or something. He's been doing this for
he's
a
like,
while.
Yeah,
he's been doing this.
It's like, yeah, I've got an hourly rate on dick jobs already. So,
yeah,
doctor's
so
orders. Yeah. Let me chop your dick off and eat it.
Yeah.
So, so did they get in trouble?
Yeah, I mean, he got arrested. I mean, yeah.
That's
he was like frying
that's
the fucking
practice nowadays. I can't believe where America's
I can't believe
come
it. This,
to,
yeah, it's Germany.
You well, can't even do home visits as a doctor anymore.
Yeah, it's you just, can't just fry your balls.
Ridiculous.
We'll take it back. Like 9 out of 10 doctors recommend that you get your blood pressure checked regularly, and 1 out of 10 recommends you let him cut your dick off.
Yeah,
right.
1 out of 10. Yeah, yep. That's the one doctor that's into it. Yeah.
So this movie is called what?
Together.
And when do you know what year it'll come out?
Hopefully this year, end of this year. It's just a short film.
Either
but,
way.
Yeah, but it's it'll be pretty neat. I mean, you know.
Yeah, have, like you, have you been doing acting for a little bit?
Yeah, for about 3 years.
How okay. do you how do you fucking yeah. find shit work on
Facebook?
Really?
Yeah, that's how I like do everything nowadays. Yeah.
I want to do voiceover work.
Oh, you. If you sign, if you like apply to some agent, like the main agency, I think you could probably get voiceover stuff is either Doherty or the Talent Group. So those, right. those are two main
I'll have
ones.
I'll listen back and fucking
yeah.
hear that.
Yeah. So you get your headshot in and then, you know, maybe some stuff you've done in the past, stuff like that.
Like regular episodes.
What do you want to voiceover?
Yeah.
Aaron, what do you want to voiceover?
Yeah.
Anything.
Okay,
I was gonna go further, but that's it. Really,
well, you
honestly,
could do, what's a scenario? Like, what kind of stuff? Like,
I really
action,
think you know,
drama,
veterinarian commercials,
porn, vet commercials,
veterinarian commercials. Porn you know, commercials. Is your dog old? And then it shows a dog. It's really old. You know, like can't walk. And then it shows a dog can't walk. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's my voice the whole time.
Okay, yeah.
Call Dr. Jack Kevorkian dog guy. You know, and then
put the dog down.
Yeah, I mean,
put the dog.
Those
down.
Are the kind of commercials I want to do.
Okay,
would you do like character
it's a niche
work at all?
I would do anything that I could.
Commercial
I,
stuff, right?
Yeah, anything okay. that I could. Honestly, I just want to get. I mean, yeah. if you can get to a point where you do voiceover work at a high level, which I'm not obviously going to start at. No one starts at the beginning, but if you can do that, you get mailbox money after that. You know what I mean?
So, yeah. Yeah, I mean
money
it's,
to
it's
buy
cool
mailboxes.
Stuff.
That's right.
Yeah,
I'm talking like
mailbox?
Enough to
yeah,
get
had...
like one of the big mailboxes,
yeah,
not,
yeah, we...
not the fucking
yeah.
side of the house like, slots you see. You
oh
know what
shit,
I mean?
Aaron's got like 60 mailboxes in his
oh
front yard.
God,
he's rolling in it.
Oh my god, he doesn't even have a lawn.
Yeah, one for every letter, dude. When they yeah. send junk mail, I've got a junk mail mailbox. You know what I mean?
That's
straight
that's
to the paper
that's
shredder.
That's huge, dude. That's
how
awesome.
Funny would it be to set a paper shredder up in your mailbox so that when your
yeah,
when your mailman puts it in, it just goes meh out
yeah,
the bottom
because you know it's junk. Yeah.
That's Banksy's mailbox.
Yeah. How fucking defeated would the mailman feel every day because he has to put the mail in there and he always sees it just goes meh a fucking paper shredder drop out the bottom of the mailbox.
Yeah.
Lawyers hate this one simple trick.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, man, let's make that viral video, dude.
Then you complain, you got to complain like I didn't get my mail this
yeah,
USPS,
dude.
Yeah.
You're talking to the gas company. Well, I never got that letter.
hey, what's the big idea sending these bills and all ripped up?
That's
I couldn't read the balance. You know
what'd
what
you
I
do
mean?
For packages?
That's tough. Wood chipper. Wood chipper.
Packages.
Nice packages here.
I was gonna say a strong man. A strong man signed for your packages and he just crushes it.
One of those,
yeah, like a soccer player who sets it up and kicks it against the wall.
One of those women who can like crush watermelons between their thighs. She's just like, put it right here.
Right there, dude.
Job creator. This is job creation. Right.
Where's Bezos on these ideas? You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't know. He's a. Where is Bezos?
Space, last I checked.
Space.
What do you think that guy does?
Mexico.
Most.
God. I think he's. He's not.
Do you think
present,
he goes to
right?
sleep?
He's kind of retired, right? Didn't he?
I think he is.
Didn't he sell?
I feel like yes, but like formally, you know. Like I feel like he's still
stockholder
pulling the strings. You know, he's still the puppet.
But if he's
master.
Not making money, yeah. he's not going to puppet for free.
No, he probably owns
he's for sure.
He's
still
doing
making money.
Puppeting
yeah.
now.
Yeah, no, no. He worked with Jim Henson when he was young.
Well, he's going into ventriloquism.
You know what? His dad, I'm pretty sure I was reading.
He was one of the Ewoks.
No, well, it's even.
I'm just saying, dude.
It's the silliest.
He's very young, but he was still an Ewok.
It like his real origin, Blue origin story, is as silly as anything. Like his dad, like his like birth father, I'm pretty sure was like a unicyclist.
For real?
Yeah, he was trying to make his money through unicycling. or something like that.
That's the most ridiculous shit.
And then like his mom was like, what? And the dad was like, you're cramping my style. I'm out of here. Unicycles away. And then his
I'm going to go get some cigarettes. He's a unicycle.
Yeah.
Going up the hill.
Oh, it's taking a while.
I'm just imagining.
He's a unicycle. It's going to be a little bit.
Yeah. I'm just imagining a young Jeff Bezos being like, I'm going to create like a warehouse system that like sends packages all over the world. And his dad being like, that's so fucking stupid. You got to get into unicycling. That's where the money is.
That ain't never going to work.
His dad actually left because he couldn't find an economical way to ship the unicycle.
And
that was the big thing. You
this
know?
Is it taking too long.
It tore apart the family.
So then he unicycles away. Then his mom marries, I think moves to Texas, I think. Houston, somewhere in Texas. Marries some dude that was like, working for Exxon, then within like a year or two, got bit like ran a
right.
gas field or something
right,
like
right.
that.
It was
and then that's when Jeff Bezos comes to
Bezos.
Comes to being Zos. Yeah,
being Zos.
So like, isn't that wild? Like that's like I'm pretty sure that's true.
I mean,
he didn't just make that up.
He didn't yoga.
I don't think so. I really don't think
Could
so.
Could he juggle also, or was just strictly unicycling?
He better fucking be able
to juggle. If you can't juggle and unicycle, how do you expect to make it, dude? It's a competitive craft, all right? There's a lot of unicyclists out there.
Especially back then.
Yeah, dude.
It was a buyer's market.
There were really some wacky careers back in like the 70s.
Yeah. You know?
My grandpa, who I've met exactly one time, because he's estranged, but my dad's dad, he was a stuntman in a traveling circus.
Nice.
And he was a twin, and his name was Merrill, and his brother's name was Gerald.
Nice, dude. Uncle Gerald.
And Gerald would drive a car while Merrill laid on the hood, and he would drive it through a brick wall.
Oh, my
God. That was their fucking stunt, dude.
Yeah,
I love
it. And the circus would travel around the country, and it came to, I think Reading was where he met my grandma, and she like saw the show and was like,
it's like, that makes me sopping.
I need to drive a car through my brick wall.
Yeah. She was like, that guy laying on the hood, there's something about him.
I like,
and, he lay on my hood.
He like, knocked her up and stuff, and then he just fucking stayed.
Wow.
Oh, he stayed. Well, that's very interesting.
Wow.
I thought he was a traveling man. I thought he gathered no moss. Like,
it's a pretty violent lifestyle, I guess. Yeah, constantly getting driven through brick walls.
Yeah.
Anything. Yeah. He's like, anything would have gotten me out of this job.
I mean, how do you... Well, he was probably passionate about this. Right, like you'd have to be really passionate about.
I bet you are something. For the first year or two, and then you're like, all these bricks up my ass kind of hurt, dude.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone in a traveling circus is passionate
mentally
passionate
ill.
About drinking.
I'm sort of getting why they're estranged, I guess, at this point. Because it's like, it's definitely older brother, younger brother stuff, where it's just like, we should do a thing where. You know, we drive through a brick wall. You get on the hood, and you're like, "Ha, that's pretty funny." So I set it up. you're getting on the hood. I'll drive. I mean, I'm better at driving into brick walls.
Gerald, you think I could drive the car sometime?
No, they like us. That's why they like us.
You're the handsome one. You've got to be outside.
You're good at it.
It's like, I know I'm good at hitting the bricks. You know, I know I'm good at that.
I wish I could.
Hey, you look out there, man. You tell them no. You tell them.
Yeah.
You're going to walk away from this?
Like, I'm wondering who... So they put on shows, and so someone's paying for this, right? Someone's throwing
small
some
town
dollars.
Would you
like,
not pay to see that?
Yeah, I would.
A fair price, but not extravagant.
Yeah, because it's probably part of the circus, right? Where we got to... Like, you go to, like, some town in the middle of... Pennsylvania, just we got a guy who runs into a brick wall with a car.
Yeah,
we got a suicidal elephant.
He'll open. He'll open for us.
Lady with a beard.
We got a lady.
Oh, that's rare around here.
Isn't that crazy?
We got a lady with two arms. a boy with a head of hair. You're like, oh, like, whatever. Man, what else we got going on a fucking Saturday?
Dude.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah, those small towns, if there's a tent set up, you'll go.
What is in that tent?
What the fuck's going on, dude?
You got a nickel?
Yeah.
No, I don't. I forgot my nickel. Whatever, go in. We're already here.
The traveling circus came through my town when I was in junior high, and they set up in the playground. And I was like... mesmerized. You know, I skipped football practice and they were like using the elephants like construction equipment, you know what I mean? Like,
using the elephants to build it?
Yeah, like to put the tents up and stuff. The elephants would grab, they would put the like rope around the elephant saddle. The elephant would back up and like raise the masts and stuff like
that. Elephant labor.
It was pretty sweet, dude. Yeah. Those elephants work for peanuts. That's
My God. And the whole podcast. Not just this episode, the whole fucking podcast.
And that's our final episode.
Yeah.
We can cut it off if you're satisfied, but we should let you do plugs or give your sock meds, as we like to call them. So cool. Social media. Sock meds and et cetera. Oh. I know the Jared Gyro Helfer on some social medias and Mystical Hoot on Instagram, is that correct?
Yeah, I barely post anymore. Check out my Facebook. I spend way too much time on these stupid Facebook posts.
It's true.
Yeah.
You do. They go underappreciated, I feel like.
I think so. I'm a fan. I get half. I understand half of like the...
Oh, right.
But... I don't know. Yeah, I think I'm doing some funny stuff. I think I'm giving Facebook the respect it deserves, which is very, very little, and it should be used for just total inanity total bullshit.
That you're a Gyro Helfer on that?
Yeah, Jared Gyro Helfer. Yeah, that's right. And I'm doing just comedy. You all the listeners know me.
You know me.
You know me.
Jared,
me.
When you listen to this later. I'll look right and duck.
Jared, it's me from the past.
It's me from the past.
If you only knew now what you knew then. Anyway.
Jared, it's me from the past. You're probably going to make some pretty bad decisions in the future, so don't.
Yeah. Ooh la la. That was a song. Anyway, I'm done. Yeah.
Bryce, anything to say?
I mean, I have social media, but I don't do anything like comedy related with it because I'm pretty scared about my employer finding it.
So, you got a great separate account.
Yeah, but I mean, dude, I don't know. Like
TikTok, that
it only have pictures of your neck down.
Yeah. When I first started doing stand up, I like briefly thought about like getting a ski mask off Amazon and like only doing stand up in a ski mask.
I've seen a guy do it.
Dean Bog.
I don't know.
Didn't we go see that show? Oh man.
I've seen a guy wear a mask on stage for sure.
Ski mask, the slump god. Yeah, it was that's
COVID.
Yeah.
I can't remember. We did see that show where he like wears like a gas mask.
Oh, Bob Log.
Yeah, Bob.
That's
Log.
A musician, not a comedian. But Bob Log is awesome. He wears like a flight helmet, but mounted into the flight helmet is a microphone. And that way he doesn't have to hold the microphone. He's a one-man band. He plays drums with his legs, guitar with his hands. It's pretty.
He has people Bob like sit on his lap sometimes. It's a weird show.
He has hot chicks. Well, the hottest chicks that come to his shows anyway. Yeah. Sit on his lap. He sings songs, songs like Boob Scotch.
I went up there. Yeah, I sat on his lap.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Bob Log. I was the hottest chick that night.
Anyone gets a chance to see Bob Log, do it. What a fucking delight.
Yeah.
All right, so Bryce will be posting about him on his social media. You'll never find it because he doesn't want you to.
Not yet. Maybe in the future.
When you're famous, right?
When I make it.
Jesse, anything?
Yeah, just follow me on Instagram, I guess. JJFENG_
Bam.
Yeah, so that, that's, I don't know.
You're already famous, dude. Just count the
days. Yeah, just count the days. All two followers, all 10 of them. I'm pretty.
Check out his short film.
Yeah, I'll check out my short film eventually. It'll come out.
Yeah, together, correct?
Yes, together. And
where's it going to be available? YouTube's?
Probably YouTube's. I'll see. And then I'm also doing a feature.
Somebody's going to show.
I have a supporting role in this indie feature coming in. It's called Wolf's Hollow. There's going to be some C-listers on it.
Hey-o.
Some C-listers. One notable one is John Fiore from The Sopranos. He's a dude who died on the toilet seat. He died shitting. So he's going to be in that film. So that'll be out eventually. But yes.
Val Kilmer as well.
Yeah. And Tom Cruise.
Hey.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise will be there.
He'll just be on a photo.
It'll be like at the end of Tropic Thunder.
You guys want to see me do a stunt?
Yeah.
I'm trying to die in one of these stunts.
Well, thanks for popping your regular episodes, cherries, guys.
I
do appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us, Aaron.
Say goodbye, everyone.
Awesome. See you, everybody.
Goodbye.
Bye, everyone. Boom. That was it. Another pod in the books. I got to thank the guys for coming out. I do think hopefully they'll be coming back on. Hopefully I didn't annoy them too much. I got to say, and I apologize, I don't know, whatever. Point being is I can't stand my own laugh. Maybe you are okay with it. I'm guessing it bugs you too. I really got to work on laughing off mic. But that's why we're here, man. We're getting better and better at panel. At least I am trying to do that. I need to be good at panel. Because you don't wait till you're there to get ready. You know what I mean? If you remember, there was a great little story there at the end. How cool is it that Bryce's grandpa was a circus stuntman? You know what I mean? Well, and his granduncle, I guess, is, you know what I mean? Whatever they call that. Pap and Granunk. Driving cars through brick walls. What a fucking lifestyle, right? So I figured I would find a song for the pod, and I end up going. Originally, I looked into this Hendrix album that Jared's been pushing, and it's good. It's Live from Maui 2020. But I will say this, if it takes till 2020 to come out with a live album from Jimi Hendrix, well, it's probably not the best of the best. But Jimmy's always good. And you won't hear him today because this is a stunt-themed outro song. Anyway, in honor of Pap and Granunk
Today's song is by Birdman and Lil Wayne off Birdman's 2006 album, Like Father, Like Son. The track is Stuntin' Like My Daddy. Chromed out 1100, what I'm doing, getting money, what we doing, getting, what they doing, hating on us, but they never cross, cash money, still a company, and bitch, I'm the boss, and I'm stuntin' like my daddy.
Still a company, bitch, I'm the boss. And I be stuntin' like my daddy. Stuntin' like my daddy. Stuntin' like my daddy. I be stuntin' like my daddy. I'm the young stunner. I be stuntin' like my daddy. Stuntin' like my daddy. I be stuntin' like my daddy. Johnny, 98, 45 paper plates. 10 a whole thing, big money, heavyweight. 100 stacks, spent 50 on a caddy. 25 on a pinky, bought a pound of blow and bounce back. Matching grills, big houses on the hills. Got them hoes in the kitchen out cooking, paying bills. On Sunday Island, dollar after dollar, flipping chickens, getting tickets, want the money and the power. Born stunting, uptown hunter. Third wall G, nigga, been about money. Ice chunky, Birdman, red monkey. White tees on them chromed out lemons. You know we shine every summer, we grind every summer, and this is how we spend money. You see them business and them lambs, the monsters and the grams. Bitch, we was born hustling. On a Yamaha, chromed out 1100. What I'm doing, getting money, what we doing, getting. What they doing, hating on us, but they never cross. Cash money, still a company, and bitch, I'm the boss. And I be studying like my daddy. Must have fucked 1,000 bitches and a girlfriend. White leather, hot new pair of rims. Brand new pistol with a trigger like a hairpin. Big work, we don't need a scale, man. Big paper, say good morning to the mailman. What you know about putting bricks in the spare, man? I can stuff a coupe like a motherfucking caravan. I'm in my zone, my farm is so rare, man. If there's a phone, you looking at the chairman. How you want it? Show me my opponent. Throwing my opponent, I still ballin'. A bullet gotta get me, and I never been a pussy, cause my hood never let me. Yeah, a made nigga, got made niggas with me. I'm a motorcycle boy, so I'm about to pull the billy. On a Yamaha, chromed out 1100. What I'm doing, hitting money, what we doing, hitting. What they doing, hating on us, but they never cross. Cash money, still a company, and bitch, I'm the boss. And I be studying like my daddy.
Hey, that's my car!